Back here on WBAL News Radio 1090, and we're joined by the newest Raven, cornerback and free agent addition, Kyle Arrington. Kyle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
So what does it feel like to have a new team and a new contract?
Very, very excited, to say the least, you know, to have the opportunity to be able to play for yet again another tremendous organization from top to bottom. So I'm looking forward to getting to work.
Yeah, you spent really the last 6 years growing up as a Patriot, winning the Super Bowl, of course, last year. I'm sure that's still very sweet, is it not?
It is. Don't get me wrong, it is. I mean, it's one of those accomplishments that you dream of at an early age. And a lot of great players have come and gone in this profession without, achieving that ultimate goal. So there's nothing, to be taken lightly. But that being said, I mean, it's a new year. You know, everybody is on the same playing field. So, everybody, fresh start for everybody. So same thing with me.
Now, you are from the state of Maryland. I believe Prince George's County, right?
Yep, correct.
And Prince you married a Prince George's County girl.
Married a Prince George's County girl.
And we all know about the state of Maryland. Once it's in your blood, it's hard to get it out. Is this a dream come true to come and play this close to home?
Man, I couldn't have scripted it better myself. Like you said, definitely a dream come true to be able to play in your backyard. In front of, your family and friends, it's hard to put in words.
I'm almost positive you grew up a Washington Redskins fan, so we won't hold that against you. But
I mean, I always felt like, hey, if you're the state of Maryland, I've always been a hometown team until the day I die. And so, if the Redskins were doing good, okay, I hop on that bandwagon. The Braves were doing good, I'm hopping on their bandwagon. Capitals, Orioles, any team.
I love
it. And they weren't doing too good, I'd act like I didn't know them. Like I said, as being from the state of Maryland, I feel you have the right to do so.
I think that's fair enough, and you're playing for a team that certainly represents the state of Maryland. And you know what? I think the Ravens' influence has spread even to the D.C. market. I know it's spread up north to the southern Pennsylvania market because they've been very consistent and very good now for about 15 or 16 years.
Exactly. Proud tradition. Thrilled, excited, elated. All those, anywhere you can imagine. Just happy to be a part of such a great organization.
Now, do you still have a lot of family and friends in the state of Maryland?
I do.
How excited are they about this contract? And when negotiations began between your agent and the Ravens, did that factor into your overall decision making here?
I would say it did. I definitely would say it did. I almost felt like once. We got the call from Mr. Newsom. He always says call him Ozzie. It's gonna take a while. But once we got the call from Mr. Newsom, and my guy got back on the horn with me about the possibility of potentially becoming a Ravens. I was almost felt like a kid waiting on Christmas. I'm letting him I want to let them do their thing with the numbers wise and contractually wise. And I don't want to step on their toes, but at the same time, I'm sitting by the phone like, all right, I want to call, see where we at, where we at with the update. So it was fun. It was a fun process.
Kyle Arrington is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. One thing you look at, Kyle, with you, you're 5'10". You're not that 6 foot, 6 foot one corner. You went to Hofstra, not FSU or Ohio State. You were undrafted. It's almost an unlikely story for you to last this long in the league and to get yet another contract and really to have a lot of teams pursuing you and be able to be with one of the premier franchises. Is this something you carry with you, like having a chip on your shoulder, or is it more, this is more of a fairy tale?
No, I mean, as you would imagine, definitely. That chip never goes away. Being, I've always felt like an off-the-radar guy, you could say. You always want to prove more to yourself than anyone else. I know you're always going to have your naysayers, your doubters, your critics, but, I mean, that's where I come to play. I am my hardest critic. And so, like I said, just to be able to prove to myself, man, that I can do anything I put my mind to or that I set out to do, it's achievable, it's attainable. So that's the chip I've always had on my shoulder.
You saw the Ravens in the divisional round last year playing for the Patriots. The Ravens' offense that day was clicking. They played incredibly well. The Ravens' secondary could not stop Tom Brady and the Patriots in the second half of that football game. The Ravens, though, you saw what Joe Flacco was doing at his best and the Ravens' wide receiving core and Justin Forsett and company. What's your takeaway from the Ravens' offense?
As you just alluded, they were definitely clicking on all cylinders. And Forsett's a heck of a back, aerodynamic, if you want to say. You know, he was all over the place, man. Definitely gashing us. And you know, they have a lot of weapons on that side of the ball. And I mean, it was a great game. It was a great game.
Great game.
We were fortunate to come away with that one at the end. And but you know, that was last year. So you know, today, you know, it's all about you know, playing like a Raven.
Well, clearly after that game, the Ravens knew they needed some help in the secondary. They needed some corners. You do, I'm sure, because the Ravens have played the Patriots a bunch, know a little bit about Jimmy Smith and Lardarius Webb. What do those two guys bring to the table?
They're, you know, Jimmy Smith, a taller, athletic guy. You know, he can cover those bigger receivers, long arms. You know, he has the intangible you just can't teach. You know, Lardarius, very instinctive. And athletic as well, and so I mean, they have some great cover guys on the defensive side of the ball. So I mean, if I'm just you know, just want to come in and just be a sponge, you know, like a fly on the wall, and just try to soak up as much as I can.
Last question, Kyle, and I'll let you go. You know, a lot of people say you're a quote unquote slot corner. Do you feel you can play on the outside or inside, or are you more comfortable playing the slot?
Well, to be honest, you know, whether it's been, you know, outside, inside, kicking game, I've always been confident, comfortable wherever I've been. You know, if the coaches have enough confidence in me to put me out there, I have even more in myself, you know, go out and get the job done.
Well, welcome back to town. Kyle Arrington, the newest Raven, signs a 3-year deal with Baltimore today. We really do appreciate you joining us, Kyle. Thank you so much. Best of luck.
Anytime. Thank you, guys.
That is Kyle Arrington. Much more still to come here on WBAL News Radio 1090.